Hannah Arendt was a prominent political theorist and philosopher of the 20th century, known for her profound examinations of power, totalitarianism, and the nature of evil. Emerging from the tumultuous contexts of Nazi Germany and the aftermath of World War II, her work sought to unpack the moral complexities of human behavior, political systems, and the interplay between individual responsibility and collective action. One of Arendt's most influential contributions to moral philosophy is encapsulated in her exploration of the concept of the banality of evil, which she articulated during her coverage of the trial of Adolf Eichmann, a key organizer of the Holocaust. This concept emerged from her observation that Eichmann was not a fanatic or a monstrous criminal, but rather an unremarkable bureaucrat who participated in heinous crimes through a blind adherence to orders and a failure to engage in critical moral reflection. What Arendt suggested was revolutionary. Evil could manifest not only through malevolent intentions, but also through thoughtlessness and a lack of critical engagement with one's actions. Arendt articulated her ideas in her seminal work, Eichmann in Jerusalem, a report on the banality of evil. This text stirred considerable debate upon its publication, largely because it challenged the prevailing notions of evil as something monstrous and dramatic. Instead, Arendt proposed that evil could be a byproduct of an ordinary person failing to think critically about their role in a larger system. She urged individuals to transcend their roles as mere cogs in the machinery of state or society, invoking the moral imperative to think and question the implications of one's actions. Another cornerstone of Arendt's moral philosophy is her understanding of human action and its philosophical implications. In her book, The Human Condition, she delineates between labor, work, and action, positing that action is the most significant mode of human activity because it reflects the capacity for freedom and spontaneity. For Arendt, action is where individuals reveal their uniqueness and interact with others, thereby fostering a shared public space. Through action, humans can initiate change, build relationships, and participate in political life. Arendt's notion of action is particularly relevant in contemporary contexts such as civic engagement and social movements. In an era characterized by political polarization and a challenge to democratic norms, the idea that individuals can affect change through concerted action resonates deeply. Whether through grassroots organizing or digital activism, modern citizens can embody Arendt's call to engage thoughtfully and actively in political life, rather than be passive observers of history. A significant aspect of Arendt's thought concerns the relationship between individuals and institutions, particularly in times of crisis. She contends that totalitarian regimes exploit the human propensity for adherence to norms and authority. In the face of oppressive systems, individuals may become complicit through apathy or the refusal to confront uncomfortable truths. Thus, the moral implications of political responsibility and the duty to think critically remain essential themes in her work. To explore some of Arendt's arguments more thoroughly, let's consider the implications of her ideas in the context of modern society. One pertinent example is the rise of social media and its potential to shape public discourse. In a digital age where information is disseminated rapidly, does the capacity for thoughtfulness diminish? Arendt would likely argue that the immediacy and volume of content can lead to an environment where individuals react without reflection, echoing her concerns about the banality of evil. Social media can facilitate both the amplification of democratic discourse and the perpetuation of misinformation and polarization. Another contemporary application of Arendt's ideas is found in discussions surrounding artificial intelligence and technology's role in society. The automation of tasks and decision-making processes raises profound ethical questions about responsibility and accountability. If an algorithm makes a harmful decision, who bears moral responsibility? Arendt's emphasis on individual action compels us to think critically about the design and implementation of these technologies and the ethical frameworks guiding them. The challenge is to ensure that technological advancement does not lead to a detachment from the moral implications of our creations. Arendt's work does not come without its criticisms. Some scholars argue that her concept of the banality of evil oversimplifies complex moral dilemmas by framing perpetrators as mere functionaries of a system. Critics contend this perspective risks absolving individuals of deeper moral responsibility. In response, later thinkers have emphasized the need to navigate the nuances of responsibility and agency, adding layers to understanding how institutional structures influence individual action. The dialogue around these criticisms continues to evolve, underscoring the complexities of morality in our interconnected world. Moreover, Arendt's ideas can be situated within a broader historical context that links her to earlier philosophers such as Immanuel Kant, who emphasized the role of autonomous moral reasoning, and later thinkers like Michel Foucault, who examined the relationships between power, knowledge, and individual agency. Kant's emphasis on the individual's capacity for rational moral judgment and ethical duty resonates with Arendt's call for critical engagement. Conversely, Foucault's inquiries into how societal structures influence human behavior echo Arendt's concerns about authority and complicity within totalitarian regimes. As we reflect on Arendt's contributions, it becomes clear that her explorations of moral philosophy are not merely theoretical. They invite us to examine our own lives and actions. In a world that often seeks to compartmentalize individuals into roles defined by society, Arendt offers a compelling reminder of our inherent capacity to act for change. The challenge lies in fostering a culture where critical thinking is valued and moral reflection is encouraged. In doing so, we can aspire to a more just and compassionate society, acknowledging the impacts of our choices in both private and public spheres. As you consider the implications of these ideas, think about how the concepts of responsibility, critical engagement, and the nature of evil may manifest in your own life. How can you exercise your agency, both in personal decisions and broader societal contexts? Engage with the world around you, question assumptions, and contribute to a discourse that shapes a moral trajectory for yourself and future generations. Arendt's thoughts on the nature of evil not only reframed discussions around accountability, but also echoed wider themes in political and ethical philosophy. As we delve deeper into her works, we uncover the nuances of her ideas concerning judgment, the public realm, and the interplay of power and action, all fundamental to understanding her moral philosophy. One foundational text beyond Eichmann in Jerusalem is Arendt's The Human Condition, published in 1958. In this work, she explores three fundamental human activities: labor, work, and action. Labor, according to Arendt, is the activity that fulfills our biological needs and is tied to the cycles of necessity. Work, on the other hand, builds a world of objects that provide stability, like houses and institutions. Action, distinguished as the most profound among the three, allows individuals to express their individuality and interact with others, ultimately enabling the formation of a shared public space. This distinction is crucial for understanding moral philosophy because it situates ethical consideration within the actions we undertake in the public sphere. In Arendt's view, action is inherently tied to freedom. It is through our capacity to act that we engage with others, forge relationships, and create a shared world. This leads to the question of how one can act meaningfully and ethically in a society fraught with power dynamics and oppressive structures. Arendt's analysis also highlights the imperative of judgment in moral engagement. Her reflections during the Eichmann trial showcased not only the dangers of blind obedience, but also the failures of judgment that can arise from a lack of critical reflection. She posited that judgment, unlike mere opinion, requires the ability to consider an issue from multiple perspectives and to weigh its moral implications. The act of judgment is a deeply personal engagement with the world, requiring us to grapple with the consequences of our actions and the collective responsibility that accompanies them. This emphasis on judgment finds relevance in contemporary political debates. Take, for instance, the climate crisis, where urgent action is required to combat the effects of climate change. Individuals and institutions can fall into the trap of merely following directives or popular opinion without critically reflecting on the impact of their choices. The ethical question here is not simply whether to support climate action, but how each person engages with that action. Are we merely contributing to trending discussions? Or are we willing to engage deeply with the ethical dimensions of our consumption, waste, and advocacy? Arendt would encourage us to adopt a critical stance, to understand the broader implications of our choices, and to actively participate in shaping discourse that fosters a sustainable future. Another poignant aspect of Arendt's philosophy is her analysis of totalitarianism and the workings of power in society. She identified how totalitarian regimes strip away individuality and reduce people to mere instruments of the state. This reduction is often accompanied by an erosion of the space for action and speech, leading to a culture of silence in which the moral imperative to think for oneself is suppressed. In her view, the critical engagement with power structures is essential for safeguarding our humanity. Consider the rise of authoritarianism in various parts of the world today. Arendt's insights on the relational dynamics of power reveal stark truths about how societies can devolve into environments where active participation is stifled and apathy becomes commonplace. Today, we witness the impacts of disinformation campaigns, which can manipulate public perception and engender a climate of fear and conformity. Arendt would argue that this manipulation is not just a political tool, but a fundamental moral challenge, urging individuals to resist complacency and to cultivate a habit of critical thinking, precisely what she deemed vital for the preservation of freedom. The tensions between collective action and individual responsibility are themes interwoven throughout Arendt's philosophical explorations. The balance between acting as part of a collective while retaining one's moral agency is a delicate one. Arendt emphasized the danger of losing oneself in the crowd, where individuals become part of a faceless mass that allows for ethical disengagement. This notion resonates strongly in modern contexts where social movements often mobilize thousands, whether on the streets or online. However, Arendt would caution against uncritically adopting the crowd's momentum. Instead, she would advocate for individuals to engage with the cause thoughtfully, understanding both the larger social context and their unique role within it. The moral imperative here demands that each person not only participates, but does so with a critical consciousness that questions the means and the ends of their collective efforts. This is particularly relevant in movements concerning racial justice, environmental activism, or any call for social change, where the lines between individual ethics and communal goals blur. In light of her philosophical contributions, Arendt's views raise compelling questions about modern technology as well. The digital age presents vast opportunities for collective action. However, it can also lead to a dangerous detachment from the ethical dimensions of our engagement. The spread of misinformation and the ease of echo chambers can create environments reminiscent of Arendt's thoughts on totalitarianism, where critical pundar is not just discouraged but actively undermined. This modern landscape requires a renewed focus on Arendt's call for thoughtful engagement. The challenge lies not only in raising awareness about issues, but also in fostering a culture of deliberative democracy, where individuals not only express their views, but engage meaningfully with dissent, listen to others, and participate in communal deliberation. In a time where division often overshadows dialogue, the moral imperative to foster understanding and collaboration takes on new urgency. Moving beyond her immediate context, we can also identify significant criticisms of Arendt's philosophies. Some have argued that her emphasis on action and the public sphere underplays the complexities of individual emotional and psychological dimensions in ethical behavior. Critics suggest that her focus on thoughtful engagement may overlook circumstances in which individuals are compelled to act out of fear or necessity, bringing into question the interaction between moral agency and structural limitations. These criticisms draw attention to the importance of context in moral philosophy, illustrating how external factors can shape individual choices. However, Arendt's legacy provokes an ongoing dialogue in moral philosophy, leading to richer interpretations of how personal and societal ethics can evolve. Later thinkers, such as Judith Butler, have engaged with Arendt's work, questioning the dynamics of agency in the context of vulnerability, advocating for a nuanced understanding of how power dynamics intersect with personal experiences in moral actions. Arendt gives us not just a framework to analyze moral questions, but also the tools to interrogate our own reflective processes. By demanding critical engagement with our actions and relationships, she has become a pivotal figure not only in Western moral philosophy, but in contemporary discourse about justice, responsibility, and the role of the individual in shaping society. As we conclude this deep dive into Hannah Arendt's contributions and their implications for moral philosophy today, it invites us to reflect on our own lives and the decisions we make. Do we engage critically with the world around us? Are we willing to confront uncomfortable truths about authority, complicity, and our roles within larger systems? In every action, every conversation, and every form of civic engagement, we are presented with the opportunity to embody the principles Arendt championed, principles that call us to think, to act, and to engage with the moral realities of our shared human condition. Arendt reminds us that political engagement is not just about advocacy, it's about the manner in which we choose to act within society's frameworks. The moral obligation to act thoughtfully and to commit to critical reflection resonates powerfully in our time, imploring us to examine not only the systems in which we operate, but also to reflect upon how we can contribute to making these systems more just and equitable. As listeners, consider how you can implement Arendt's teachings in your daily interactions and decision-making processes. How can you embody critical thought in your community? How does the notion of the banality of evil challenge you to remain vigilant against complacency? In our interconnected, complex world, Arendt's philosophy offers a vital lens through which to navigate not just ethical dilemmas, but also the responsibility we owe to one another as engaged citizens. In understanding Hannah Arendt's contributions to moral philosophy, it is helpful to delve even deeper into her complex views on the nature of freedom and the role of political action in the contemporary landscape. One of her crucial insights pertains to the idea of freedom being fundamentally tied to the human capacity to act in concert with others in the public realm. Arendt describes freedom not merely as the absence of constraint, but rather as the ability to transcend ourselves through action, engaging with others in a shared political space. This understanding has significant implications for how we view our own roles as citizens today. Arendt posits that political action is the medium through which freedom is realized, a remarkable assertion in its own right. Unlike mere labor or work, which are necessary for survival and produce material goods or structures, action creates new beginnings and brings about change. In her view, action is inherently unpredictable and can lead to novel outcomes. This unpredictability raises essential questions about the ethical responsibilities of those who participate in political action. Every act carries with it the potential for both positive and negative consequences, and Arendt urges us to be cognizant of these implications as we engage politically. Consider the current climate of heightened political activism across the globe. Social movements advocating for civil rights, environmental protection, and social justice underscore the importance of collective action in driving societal change. Yet, within the fervor of activism, Arendt's perspective reminds us that this engagement must be approached with critical thought and self-reflection. The mere act of protesting or participating does not exempt individuals from moral considerations. Rather, it demands a deeper engagement with the ethical dimensions of their actions. In the quest for justice, individuals must navigate the complexities of democracy, communication, and representation while remaining aware of the moral weight their actions carry. Moreover, Arendt's reflections on the nature of authority challenge us to reflect on our relationship with power. She suggests that authority cannot simply be imposed. It must be earned and maintained through legitimacy and shared belief. In contrast, totalitarian regimes rely on coercion and instill fear to govern. This insight is particularly crucial when we examine the nature of leadership in our own time. It raises vital questions about how contemporary leaders earn authority and the moral implications of their actions. Whether through the promulgation of falsehoods, suppression of dissent, or the enabling of structural injustices, leaders can wield their power in ways that raise ethical concerns. Arendt's understanding of authority further complicates the ethics of resistance. In societies where authority is undermined, citizens often face the challenge of discerning when and how to resist authority, especially when that authority is seen as morally illegitimate. As members of the public, we grapple with the nuances of dissent and its implications for our own moral agency. Should we challenge leaders based on principled opposition, or do we risk contributing to further chaos? Arendt's philosophy provides a framework for navigating these dilemmas by emphasizing the importance of individual judgment, an ability to think independently and courageously even in the face of moral ambiguity. Her caution against blind conformity is paramount in this context. The pressures to align with dominant narratives, whether in political spheres or social media, can lead to complicity in systems of oppression. Arendt urged individuals to resist the allure of herd mentality and to cultivate the capacity to question and critique their surroundings. This call for critical engagement extends into our digital landscape, where ideas can spread rapidly, often without adequate scrutiny. In this age of information overload, how do we filter our motivations to ensure that we act for just reasons? One contemporary example that intersects with Arendt's thinking is the climate crisis. As scientists warn of an impending ecological catastrophe, the question of individual and collective responsibility becomes paramount. Activists decry the inaction of governmental bodies and corporations, while many citizens are awakened to the need for immediate action. However, as Arendt would remind us, engaging in environmental advocacy necessitates a careful consideration of how we enact that change. Are we voicing our concerns through well-reasoned advocacy, or are we simply reacting out of fear of the consequences? The challenge lies in understanding the power dynamics at play, the ethical implications of our proposed solutions, and maintaining the balance between urgency and reflection. The intersection of personal ethics with collective action also resonates through discussions about racial justice. The Black Lives Matter movement, for instance, highlights how moral exigency can elicit collective action in the face of systemic racism. Arendt would likely advocate not just for participation in protests, but for a deeper engagement with the histories and structures that sustain inequality. This might mean examining one's own privilege and the responsibilities that accompany it. Her emphasis on the relational nature of action suggests that our ethical responsibilities extend beyond mere alignment with a cause. They call us to build understanding and solidarity that recognizes the complexities of oppression while actively seeking to dismantle the structures that perpetuate it. However, Arendt's ideas also invite critique around the theme of individualism versus collectivism. Some argue that her focus on individual agency might inadvertently undermine the vital role of community in effecting change. While she champions the uniqueness of each individual's capacity for action, it raises questions about how community values are formed and maintained within participatory movements. In arguing for active political engagement, how do we reconcile the unique perspectives of individuals with the need for a cohesive and inclusive narrative that encompasses diverse experiences and voices? Responding to these criticisms, contemporary thinkers have expanded upon Arendt's ideas by emphasizing the importance of community in shaping ethical action. For instance, theorists like bell hooks and Cornel West address the intersections of race, class, and gender in constructing shared narratives of resistance. By considering the resonances and divergences within collective identities, They highlight how communal bonds can empower ethical actions without erasing individual voices. In doing so, they enrich our understanding of how morality operates within the context of both individual agency and collective movements. This dynamic interplay between individual and collective action is also echoed in discussions about technology and artificial intelligence. In a world increasingly shaped by algorithms and automation, Arendt's insights on judgment become especially relevant. The ethical landscapes created by technology require not only a critical engagement with their consequences, but an understanding of who is held accountable for the decisions made by systems that often obscure responsibility. Her emphasis on the importance of individual judgment and the interplay of action within society urges us to rethink how we approach the development and deployment of technology. It invites us to engage not as passive consumers, but as critical participants in the shaping of the ethical frameworks informing technological advancements. The moral landscapes carved out by technological innovation call for nuanced reflections on autonomy, privacy, and the ways in which AI systems reinforce or challenge existing social hierarchies. They compel us to confront the uncomfortable realities of data collection, surveillance, and algorithmic bias. In this regard, Arendt's work serves as a lens through which we can assess the moral obligations that emerge amidst these complex dynamics, ultimately encouraging us to maintain a vigilant awareness of our impact on society. Moreover, as we contemplate Arendt's legacy, it is equally important to reflect on the question of judgment she grapples with throughout her work. The moral obligations of citizenship in a democracy, particularly one as diverse as our own, demand the capability to navigate differing perspectives and engage with complexity. Judgment entails not only the ability to evaluate situations, but also the empathy to understand the experiences of others. Arendt's call for thoughtful reflection and action thus invites a mindful consideration of how we approach moral decision-making not just for ourselves, but with and for others in our society. With these considerations in mind, reflecting on how Arendt's philosophy can directly apply to our lives becomes crucial. Are we aware of the choices we make in our everyday actions, seeking to understand their broader implications? How do we cultivate a practice of critical thinking and ethical engagement with the world around us, particularly in a time of rapid change? This reflective journey begins by examining how we live out our values in everyday interactions, standing firm against complicity, advocating for justice, and honoring the responsibility we share toward one another. Arendt challenges us to embrace the moral complexities of being human. Each of us has a role to play, whether as activists, citizens, or simply as members of our communities. The challenge is to approach that role with a commitment to critical thinking and reflection, ensuring that our actions are infused with purpose and awareness. The recognition that our choices are interconnected with the wider world motivates us to act not only with intention, but also with the cognizance of the consequences of our actions. In this journey, let us take inspiration from Arendt's enduring principles and apply them to the dilemmas we face today. The responsibility to think critically and act courageously re-emphasizes the vital link between moral philosophy and personal agency. Through this lens, we can navigate the complexities of our contemporary world, grappling with the ethical challenges that lie before us. Each moment presents an opportunity to foster dialogue, to resist passive conformity, and to cultivate an unwavering commitment to justice and freedom. As you carry forth today, consider the intricacies of your own moral landscape. How do you engage with others? What actions do you take to reflect your values? In a world rife with ambiguity, let us continue the pursuit of understanding and responsibility, embodying Hannah Arendt's call to think, act, and engage with the profound moral imperatives that shape our lives and our shared community. In this exploration of freedom, judgment, and the ethical nuances of our actions, we find pathways to not only understand our place in the world, but to actively contribute to a more just and compassionate society.